while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Federal judges in Minnesota are speaking out about the threats they faced following Operation Metro Surge rulings. A couple that purchased a troubled North Minneapolis gas station are now in hot water, and the Minnesota Timberwolves gear up for Game 2 tonight in San Antonio. But first, we're learning more about a massive fire overnight at a popular West Metro restaurant and liquor store.
Excelsior firefighters were called out around 1:30 this morning on a report of a fire at Haskell's Port of Excelsior. Photos from the scene show extensive damage to the building's interior and exterior. Interim Fire Chief Nate Bassinger telling WCCO-TV they're not sure what caused the fire, but it is a loss for the community.
It's definitely going to have an impact, for sure. Like I said, it's been an institution for as long as we've been around here, and a lot of our firefighters and people we work with frequent it.
On Facebook, Haskell's wrote they are assessing the situation and they will be closed for the foreseeable future. No injuries were reported. Mark Fry, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Crews spent about 90 minutes getting the fire under control. They were able to save the liquor store housed in the back of the building. Federal judges in Minnesota are speaking out about the rising amount of threats directed toward them in the wake of Operation Metro Surge rulings. Chief Judge Patrick Schiltz tells WCCO Radio's Vanita Sokar there's always been a level of harassment and threats, but that's intensified.
I really think the biggest driver is the siloization of society. That is that people now can go through life, and because of the internet, they can go through their lives pretty much only talking to other people who share their beliefs.
Data from the U.S. Marshals Service shows that as of April 30th, threats against federal judges is on pace to surpass last year's total by more than 40%. White House border czar Tom Homan is shedding light on the immediate changes he made to Operation Metro Surge when he took over command earlier this year. Homan tells CBS News there were three different chains of command, which he had never seen for an operation as large as this.
Things weren't perfect. We addressed it, we fixed it, and I think things that we learned. I certainly have a close relationship with the ICE director, and he understands what we found and what we changed and what we improved upon, and that's the way we're moving forward. And I've had the discussions with Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen. He agrees. We can have mass deportations, but do it in a smarter way, which we're doing.
Homan also told CBS News he believes that the ICE and U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents involved in the killings of Alex Preddy and Renee Good should face consequences, including termination, if any wrongdoing is found. Dozens of Minnesota cities are leading the charge against the new state flag. Cross Lake Mayor Jackson Perfirst says the historical 1983 flag actually honors local Native American heritage and that the redesign process lacked public input.
We've actually had a few people in town that have thanked us that are of Native American descent for not erasing their history. We didn't think that the public were really incorporated in with a possible flag change.
Hamline political science professor David Schultz suggests that the movement is a political rallying cry.
The debate over the flag is about contrasting images that both sides use going into 2026 elections.
He says the standoff appears to be headed for a legal or financial showdown as more cities choose to stand by the 1983 flag. A husband and wife that purchased a troubled North Minneapolis gas station now find themselves in hot water. Bishop Larry Cook and his wife Sharon are named in a lawsuit filed by Attorney General Keith Ellison, accusing the two of misusing more than $2 million meant for a pair of nonprofits they operate in Minneapolis. Ellison's office claims the Cooks used money meant for their dance studio and church to fund lavish lifestyles, luxury travel, and designer goods, and that they obstructed the AG's investigation into their alleged crimes. Back in 2023, they purchased Winter Gas Station on West Broadway next to their church, Real Believers Faith Center, where an alleged $1.3 million was misused. We may not find out until the end of the session whether or not Hennepin Healthcare gets the financial help it needs to survive.
There are a number of options on the table, including expanding and increasing a sales tax that had been used to help fund construction of Target Field, but Republican Representative Kristen Robbins is opposed to that.
There is no appetite for a tax increase. People cannot afford it. People are barely struggling to stay in their homes with an 8% property tax increase this year on top of a 5.5% property tax last year.
But DFL State Representative Esther Agavaje believes they will find a way and the hospital will not close.
It would be catastrophic. It would be a tragedy. I don't get a sense of that from the legislature. I do think that we will be doing something when we unveil what that is. Probably will be at the 11th hour once everyone can get everything on a row and on a spreadsheet.
Susie Jones, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Twins manager Derek Shelton says he's confident pitcher Joe Ryan is good to go after leaving Sunday's game against Toronto with elbow soreness after just two batters and nine pitches.
We got a really good bill of health from the MRI the other day. No structural damage. He played catch yesterday. So today's the big day. He's going to throw his bullpen today. But we are thinking that all systems are go, and it is definitely a sigh of relief when you see him come out after two hitters on Sunday.
Bailey Ober starts tonight for the Twins, who are on the road facing the Washington Nationals. First pitch is set for 5:45 here on WCCO Radio. Coming off the crazy win Monday night, the Minnesota Timberwolves play Game 2 tonight in San Antonio. Wolves broadcaster Jim Peterson on coach Chris Finch's strategy.
He put Rudy in the game, and you know, Wemby was able to hang around the basket a lot more. If you look at those shot blocks when Rudy was in the game, sitting in the dunker or whatever. And so they did a great job of moving him all around. When he was guarding Terrence Shannon, he gave Terrence Shannon the basketball. And then they screened him, and they did all kinds of action.
That's Peterson on with WCCO's Chad Hartman. That game is at 8:30 on ESPN. Finally, Pianos on Parade back again this summer in Minneapolis. But it's not just music you'll enjoy.
Local artist James Powell was tasked with painting one particular piano, even though he's never painted a piano.
My whole design is kind of in the trees, trying to keep everything native to Minnesota. And then I've got like some little cutout birdhouses that are going to go on here. So everyone's going to be living in the blooms.
This year's theme is Bloom Where You Live.
Making a home wherever you are. So whatever's going on around you, it's kind of finding that safe home and the community and the place to you belong.
When he's finished, the piano will be released into the wild or somewhere in downtown Minneapolis for the public to enjoy and play. Ari Bergeron, News Talk 830 WCCO.
Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830 WCCO.